Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, shining the spotlight on the positive aspects of youth in Western Alaska. Each month, we interview one student from Western Alaska and talk about the things that they've been doing to positively impact their community. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.
My name is Tari J. Sagunik. I'm from Shaktuk, Alaska. I am 18. I lived in Shaktuk for most of my life. I moved back here to be closer with my grandparents.
For more than 9 months now, KNOM has been trying to catch kids in the act of doing something good. For the first time today, a student in Shaktuk has been caught. When asked, the principal of Shaktuk School quickly knew which student in his school was a standout and should be used for the show. Like Tori says, he has spent most of his life living in the small Western Alaskan community located on the eastern Norton Sound, but he was born in Nome and has also spent some time in Kotzebue. It was family, however, that ultimately brought him back to Shaktuk. Before we dive into all the good stuff that Tori has done throughout his high school years, let's take a glimpse at his future.
Going to UAF in the professional piloting program. I plan on being in the aviation business as a pilot. My uncle was a pilot. I always wanted to fly a plane. I was gonna get my degree in professional piloting and see what else I could, other degrees I could work for. I always have a backup plan.
As of May 2012, Tori is a high school graduate, and in anticipation of college in the fall, he's spending his time this summer working at the school. A sports fanatic, Tori kept busy all year long.
From cross country through NYO, the whole year I was busy. When I lived in Kotz, my friends were in cross country and wanted to try it. He just ran as far and as hard as he could, but there's no hills here. We go down to the foothills down here, and there's a pretty steep hill, and we run, but it's 13 miles away. We use a four-wheeler and practice there, and then run back. We run up, come down, four-wheeler halfway back, and then run. Right after cross country, I usually had mixed-six volleyball. Three boys, three girls, volleyball games. It goes until basketball season starts in December. It's pretty popular sport around here, probably the most popular sport. We had 10 players this year. That was mainly defense. Star player would be one of the other boys. Right after basketball, there's NYO, Native Youth Olympics. I did 1 foot, 2 foot, one arm reach, Alaskan high kick, and other ones. I didn't as go as high as I hoped to. The height I wanted to get was 82 for 1 foot. I ended up getting 78. One arm reach, I wanted to get at least 55. I got up to 46. There's more athletic people out there.
Tori went from one sport to the next all year long, keeping him well involved. Though Tori may not be the star player on his basketball team, and though he may not have done as well at the regional competition for NYO as he had hoped, he has his reasons for staying so involved and for persevering through unique situations, like running as part of a two-member team at cross-country invitationals in Nome and Unalakleet against full teams. He says sports keep him social and an active member of not just his community, but also his region. Before concluding our interview, Tori set aside some time to praise his grandfather, someone he hopes to be like, and has some advice for college-bound students and for those in high school. One more time, here's Tori Sagunik.
Do your work, apply for your scholarships earlier than expected, and don't want to do them last minute.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I've hoped to be a pilot, commercial pilot in Uniclete.
Why Uniclete?
To be close to Shaq Tulik. Palmer Sagunik, my grandfather. He ran the Iditarod 3 times and I look up to him a lot. He's 65. He's done a lot in his life and I always wanted to be like him. He's kind, he helps some people out. He's handy around the shop too.
This concludes this edition of Caught Doing Something Good, taking the spotlight off of the negative and shining it on the positive. If you know a youth in Western Alaska who deserves to be recognized for the good that they do, or if they were recently caught for doing something exceptionally well, contact KNOM for a potential interview, 443-5221, or send an email to morning@knom.org. I'm Maddie Giffray, your host for Caught Doing Something Good.